Margaret Wheatley, a best-selling writer and consultant in the field of leadership and managing change, noting how painful it is to observe the decay and degradation of the human spirit and of the planet at a global, national, and local level, asks, "But what's going on in our own organizations? How can we assess our health versus decay? As we attempt to fortify ourselves with sanity rather than fear, to open rather than close, what requires our attention?" Last Sunday's sermon ended with the question David Brooks had posed in the New York Times recently. He asked, "Are we able to forge new institutions or revive old ones to meet the challenges of the present and future?" He suggests that doing so requires more than individual action. It requires collective imagination. I would suggest the task facing us is to nurture our collective vision at the local level of our community life. Can we forge a collective vision to nurture our young? This is an area of concern for us, because St. Martin's is not alone in experiencing a period in its life cycle marked by a noticeable decline in the numbers of young families and youth. It's hard in the face of huge demographic changes not to take it to heart, feeling that the current situation is somehow our fault. Our families with school-aged children are among the most dynamic and committed I have known in 31 years of ministry. However, for us, at least in the short term, the idea of measuring our success against the traditional expectations of a thriving youth ministry is unrealistic. We will continue to do well by our families and youth members. The bigger question is to ask, how can we, and that means all our members, and not just those with children, come together to nurture an inclusive commitment to families, children, and youth across the wider community? This week, a new Youth in Action exhibit went up in the atrium. And on Sunday, some young folk from Youth in Action will present for the second time at the Adult Forum. On Sunday evening, Kate Shute and some of our parents, together with Youth in Action, will hold a planning session looking at hosting 4 facilitated discussions led by Youth in Action for young people grades 6 through 12. The goal is to support young people in making sense of the world while recognizing and respecting different ways of seeing the world, within an atmosphere of civility and safety, maintaining openness and consideration. 4 discussions are proposed for Sunday evenings from early October to February, ranging across discussion topics from racism to restorative justice. Pizza and cookies will be served beginning at 5:30, followed by social time together, and then an hour and a half of program ending by 7:30. A newly formed committee comprising St. Martin's parents and our young people of grades 6 to 12, together with Youth in Action Youth and their program director, Court King, will explore ideas about engaging other church communities as well as public and private schools, particularly on the east side. We remain a community rich in energy, diverse in experience, and powerfully connected through a variety of networks into the wider community. A partnership with Youth in Action forms for us a pathway that extends our youth outreach at a particular time. Small in number they may be, nevertheless, we have some really tremendous young people at St. Martin's. What excites me about the link with Youth in Action is the possibility of our young folk building fruitful relationships with a larger cohort, representative of a varied social background. background, representative of Providence. This may not seem to be youth ministry in the traditional sense of expectations of having our own thriving youth culture. But let me assure you, this is what requires our attention as we continue to be what we are good at being. Continue to be what God calls us into being, namely a community committed to making a difference in the wider world. And I do look forward to seeing many of you in church this Sunday.